Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Sa unang pagkakataon po ay sinabak nga po ang sport na breaking sa Paris Olympics at isa sa mga tumatak ay ang performance ng Australian breakdancer na kinilalang si Reagan na walang naiuwing score sa kanyang kangaroo dance. Habang binatikos ng karamihan ang choreography at technique, nababahala ang iba sa pagbago niya sa sport na may cultural roots. Dumepensa naman ang head judge ng kompetisyon para si university professor at sinabing sinubukan lamang nitong maging original. Narito ang detalye ng ulat ni Gabriel Catanacio na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang breakdancing o breaking ay unang sumikat sa New York taong 1970s. Ito ang unang pagkakataon na naisali sa Olympics bilang sport, ang nasabing pagsasayaw at nakakuha din ng atensyon ng pop icon na si Adele.
It's the best thing that's happened in the Olympics the entire time. Did anyone see the breakdancing lady?
Ang sinasabing breakdancing lady ay ang Australianang breaker na si Reagan. Hindi siya nakakuha ng kahit isang puntos sa tatlong round robin match-up kung kaya't binatikos siya online at sa ilang mainstream media. Ngunit ayon sa Australia's chef de mission, Anna Mears, suportado niya si Reagan at idinin niya ang pagsisikap nito sa kabila ng mga pinagdaanan.
If you don't know Rachel's story, in 2008, she was locked in a room crying, being involved in a male-dominated sport as the only woman, and it took great courage for her to continue on and fight for her opportunity to participate in a sport that she loved, and that got her to winning the Olympic qualifying event to be here in Paris. She is the best breakdancer female that we have for Australia. Now you look at the history of what we have had as women athletes has faced in terms of criticism, belittlement, judgment, criticism, and simple comments like they shouldn't be there.
Dinepensahan din ng breaking chief judge Martin Gillian si Reagan. Aniya dapat ay palakpakan ang pinakita niyang creativity.
For breaking, like when you look for originality or innovations, you always search outside of dancing, or not always, but many times outside of dancing, like martial arts, how the animals move or anything. And she was doing this to represent her country, her region, and she created some original moves, which could be maybe funny or entertaining for others, but for us, she basically represented breaking and hip-hop.
Ngunit ang alala ng ilang mga kritiko ay hindi dahil di siya nakakuha ng puntos. Pinuna nila ang inconsistency sa pagiging PhD level breaking researcher nito at kanyang Olympic performance. Partikular sa academic work niya kung saan ay sinabi na takot ang mga breakers na baka i-detach ng World Dance Sport Federation o Olympics ang breaking mula sa African American at Puerto Rican cultural roots nito. Dinadalamhati din niya ang ideya na ang mga pangunahing aspeto ng breaking ay baka mawala sa proseso kapag ito ay nasa international level sport. Ayon sa First Nations author and associate professor ng University of Queensland, Chelsea Watego, ang pinakita ni Reagan ay taliwas sa kanyang pinaglalaban.
As a cultural studies scholar in the area of breakdancing, I presumed that she would have a sophisticated understanding of breakdance, its history, its political origins, its function. But, I mean, that journal article that she wrote started with all the media requests she got when breakdancing made it on the Olympic stage. How is that the starting place for this story? How is her rising to the top the starting place?
Kini-question din kung ito ba ay may kinalaman sa gender.
We're meant to believe that a white woman winning is advantageous for us all. And the irony is she didn't win anything. She didn't even score a point. But this is our moment of progress for women. Like, only a white woman can concoct such a fantasy and get such national buy-in to this story.
Punto din ng ibang kritiko ang inconsistency sa paraan ng pagtrato sa refugee counterpart nito na si Maniza Talash. Dinisqualify si Talash pagkatapos magsuot ng kapa kung saan nakasulat ang Free Afghan Women sa pre-qualifier battle, isang feminist statement na ginawa niya. Dumepensa ang World Dance Sport Federation President Sean Tay sa naging desisyon nila.
She knew beforehand what she should not do, and she agreed to it, and she chose to do it. And at the end of the event and her actions, we spoke with her, and she said she knew what she not supposed to do, but she decided to do it. So this is her choice, and we do what we can to disqualify her.
Ang breaking ay hindi kasali sa programa para sa Los Angeles Olympics sa 2028 at may division pa rin sa komunidad patungkol kay Reagan. Ayon sa Bronx-born Puerto Rican breaker na si Crazy Legs, habang hindi naman tama ang online hate na natanggap niya, dapat ay pinagbawalan si Reagan na sumayaw.
However, people are enabling dancers to reach these platforms when they are nowhere near ready, has to be fixed. Bow out next time. You know, allow your friends, Reagan, allow your friends, if they, and I don't know if they're keeping it 100 with you, but if they are telling you that, hey, you're not as good as you think you are, take heed, because it leads to situations like this.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.